Proclamation number 0844 of 2nd of April, 1939. Charity. 10 Commandments. The commandment of love for one's neighbor encompasses all demands made on people, and love for God is again conditioned by love for one's neighbor. Thus the human being on earth will completely fulfill his task if he is absorbed in love for God and his neighbor and builds his life on this basis. Where the heart can make happy in love, there the enemy has lost power, for love is of divine origin. It makes happy and enlivens, whereas the enemy's power seeks to destroy what love builds up. Yet unselfish love for one's neighbor will only ever take care of his well-being but never do the slightest thing to harm him, for this would truly not be true love if it resulted in disadvantage for the human being. Therefore, it can only be in the spirit of the divine creator to take a stand in the service of neighborly love on the 10 commandments which the Lord has given to human beings. Namely, for a more detailed explanation of the individual commandments which, in turn, each correspond to the demand to love one's neighbor as oneself and thus, in summary, are always based on unselfish love for one's neighbor. The spiritually equal attitude can also result in all who are of the same spirit uniting in love. Or that the love which has become strong in the human being expresses itself precisely in such a way that the human being wants to give to his fellow human being again and again, and that without wanting to achieve the slightest advantage for himself. For as soon as the interest in an advantage, no matter how small, is predominant, every work of love for the neighbor remains a kind of speculation but is never what was taught to people by the Heavenly Father in the commandment of neighborly love. Instead, all calculation is only based on one's own desire for gain, and only in those few cases is active neighborly love practiced in the Spirit of God where the human being is only ever willing to give but never wants to take or possess. Amen.